Welcome to In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez, a public service of Town Square Media. Full on into the summer. And I am once again being joined by Jolie Hamlin, the Senior Associate Director of Public Service for the Capital Area District Libraries, and Pat Taylor, who is the Finance Director. Pat is a newbie here and a first-timer, and we'll be talking to Pat here in a little bit. And Pat's like waving. This is radio. You can't see Pat waving. Pat's waving and smiling. He's happy to be here, and it's a great thing. And Jolie is too, but she can't hide her smiling. Right. How are you, Jolie?
Right. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Thanks for having us back. Always a pleasure.
It's great because we are in the, July. You know what? June kind of crawls. It's great.
Right.
Everything's awesome. We're coming into summer. All of a sudden, boom, summer's here, and it's almost over.
It is.
I don't want to be that guy, but I'm being that guy.
I understand. I feel the same way.
July gets the, gets to me that way. Once it's July, August fly through, and here we are. We're back to school. We're back from summer break, but since we are still in the middle of summer break, technically, we want to talk about Libraries Rock because there are things for kids to do throughout the course of the summer. And there are a lot of locations within the Capital Area District Library Circle that give the kids these opportunities. And Libraries Rock, I remember talking about this earlier in the year, getting it underway, is there's a lot of cool stuff under that title itself.
Yes, we have that's our summer reading theme this year. Our summer reading runs through August 18th, and we have throughout all of our 13 branches about 600-ish programs throughout the whole summer, a whole bunch of ones with music themes because libraries do rock, I must say. And yeah, so it's a good time. We want to keep those kids reading. We have a nice adult program, too, that is a lot of fun. But one of the big goals with the adult program is to model behavior of reading to kids.
Absolutely. And when we talk about reading, my day, we had these things called books.
Uh-huh, right.
You'd literally go check out the book from the library. You knew the Dewey Decimal System, or like me, just pretend you knew it and try to skate through everything. Right. But but there's a lot of physical going to the library, checking out a book, right. and literally reading the book in hand.
Right.
We have so many different avenues now, so many different vehicles, so we can get our information. Tablets, phones, computers, and the library has been very good about keeping up with that.
Definitely, totally. I still love a good book. I'm with you. I love the feel, the smell. I'm one of those folks. But we do have a huge digital collection, and it continues to grow. A big percentage of our checkouts nowadays are actual digital books. We have magazines online too, of course, music and movies that are streaming too. So we've really kept up with the collection, and it's gotten easier and easier. Like, there's a new app for our ebooks that is so much easier than older versions. It's one app. Everything is very seamless.
And it's really cool, too, because when you check these books out digitally, they just kind of go away.
They do.
After your time. It's not like that copy of Treasure Island I've got from the third grade
right,
at Guyer
right,
Park.
Right,
that I probably owe like $3 million on now
right.
because it's still missing
yeah.
or something.
Reminds me
thanks,
of a Seinfeld
thanks, finance
episode.
Man.
Right.
Yeah. Well, staff doesn't get around the fines either. I've paid my share of fines, yes.
Well, but it's funny, again, how the library has grown, and again, with the very first time we had conversation, I talked about the main branch, downtown Lansing. That's my library. That's uh-huh. the one I always think of going to. But you said there are 13 branches within the Capital Area District Library System.
There are. We have libraries throughout all of Ingham County. The city of East Lansing has its own library system. We have three in the city of Lansing. If you think of any of the major suburban areas like Okemos, Hazlet, Holt, we have branches in each of those. And then when you get to the rural and outlying portions of the county, Dansville, Leslie, there's an Aurelius Township branch. We're just all over. And we have a great mobile library. It's really beautiful, and it has dozens and dozens of stops throughout the week that we take the services to people, too.
Now, mobile libraries sound so new age.
Yes, it's very fancy.
Is that the bookmobile?
That is the bookmobile. Okay. We had a lot of discussion and sort of angst about, do we call it a bookmobile because that is recognizable? And, sure. Of course, there's nothing wrong with a book. Or do we call it something else? And we went with mobile library because, like you said, it has books, but it has so much more than that. And we wanted people to know that. I mean, it's the full service of the library to get cards. There's Wi-Fi if you're around the mobile library. There's Wi-Fi coverage there. There's charging stations there. There's printers to print things. So it is a bookmobile, but more. So
yeah, and that's, you know, again, and I've already said this twice. I'll say it a third time. How the library has gone with modern times and not just say, oh, we're a library, we're not changing. No. You either change in this world or you don't. Or,
right.
You know, you just get left behind. And the digital, I think the digital is so important to so many of all ages because again, you know, unless you keep up with digital, I mean, yes, you can still have a flip phone, you can still have a home phone, but I think with these digital formats, it is so much easier to get things. I mean, you don't have to check out that vinyl album. Although,
right.
Although vinyl is super hot right now.
Right. That's true.
And you guys always had a great selection because in the 80s, early 80s, you know, I'm a big rock fan and you guys always had what I like.
Right. Yeah.
So. But again, it's very important to know that the Capillary District Library has so much of this accessible to you online via cadl.org or by physically going to one of the 13 locations around here. And we've got Jolie Hamlin, who's a Senior Associate Director of Public Service. Pat Taylor is here joining us as well, the Finance Director for the Capillary District Libraries. We'll be getting to him in a few minutes. Got to make the new guy wait a little bit. Got to let him sweat because this is so difficult.
Right, it is. It's high stress. I'm clearly feeling very stressed.
Well, you know,
right.
Usually do.
Yeah,
you know, right. By the time the 28 and a half minutes is over, you're like, well, we're done?
Right, yes.
But, I mean, there are some other things going on, too, with the Library Rocks music involved. Talk about the cover song, the Capitol cover song.
Yeah, that's so that's something that's super fun. We've been working the last couple years with a local musician by the name of Taylor. She wrote a song called Right Here, and it fit perfectly with our newer slogan, Everything Right Here. The library has everything right here for folks' needs. Starting July 28th, we're going to have an online contest that you can submit a song. Just go to cattle.org/song, and it will run for about a month through all of August. And folks who win that contest will get a $500 gift card to Marshall
Wow.
Music. So huge. And there is a kickoff concert with Taylor on July 28th at Marshall Music. Also, you can get details again from that just at cattle.org/song. So another great fun things, Library Rocks. It ties with that theme nicely.
Now, I want to get the details. I'm kind of music oriented.
Sure.
So when you say cover, are we performing a cover song? Can it be our own song? Is there a preference on this?
It's for singers and bands. Yes, it is it should be like original content.
Okay.
That they've created, and it gives them an opportunity to get their music out there a little bit locally and get some good publicity on that.
Yeah, it's really cool too. It's unlike the days of, you know, walking into a record label saying, I've got a song, will you check it out and play it for me or whatever. People have become Justin Bieber YouTube
right.
sensations,
right.
And we're still figuring out why.
Right.
I mean,
right.
But with his case, not every other case.
Right. Yes. And this is like the goal is you actually want to do like a performance video on it. So you'll submit that yourself performing the song. So you got to really ham it up, I'm sure.
That's really cool. Again, and two people that are normally very quiet and reserved. I mean, you know, it's just them and their phone or
right.
them and a camera. And it really kind of has taken things to a new level, and we have so much new talent. And I think a lot of that is here locally. I mean, I've seen what's been in the Lansing music scene for so very long, and I know how talented so many people in this town are, and a lot of them do work at Marshall Music and their friends. So that's really cool that you guys have that. Now,
yes.
Let's move ahead a little bit to Cattle Cares, Capillary District Library. .org, speaking with Jolie Hamlin and Pat Taylor from the Capillary District Library here on In Contact Lansing. Cattle Cares.
Cattle Cares is our staff giving program. We've done a lot of fun things with that in the last couple years. Currently, we have Operation Backpack going on. So that is a partnership with St. Vincent's Catholic Charities, and we gather like school supplies, backpacks at several of our branches. There's a handful of them. If you were to go to our webpage and put in backpack drive, there's certain branches. But truthfully, if you drop something off at a branch that isn't one of the collection points, we would get it to the right place. And it helps kids who maybe have economic challenges to get school supplies and such. It helps kids who are orphans, fosters in a refugee sort of situation. So it's a really nice program, and it's been really successful and just something that we feel really good about the last couple of years. Another big thing that we do, we call it Casual for a Cause. It has been one Friday, Saturday a month, but this summer we're like kind of upping that participation. Staff pays $1 to wear jeans for that day, and then we donate those funds to the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. That's just something we started maybe about 2 years ago, and we have given about $2,000 to the Literacy Coalition. So again, it's something that's, you know, dear to our heart, literacy, but it's something that staff enjoys and participates in fully. And then all sorts of different things. We've worked on like the Recycle-Rama. We've had a team that goes to the Polar Bear Plunge to help with Special Olympics in the winter. So a lot of different fun things.
Now how did you get your start with the whole library system? I mean, it's something that you know, you kind of have to feel, have a love for, I think.
Totally.
So everybody that I've ever talked to from the Capillary District Libraries has been like that. They're very passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know if I've even asked you this question before.
Right. I don't think so. Yes. For me, like, I actually have like a doctor in the family. I have a pastor in the family. And sometimes those are professions that people think of as sort of like a calling.
Sure.
And in a way, I really feel like being a librarian, some people might hear that and go, that's sort of odd or silly. But I, you know, something about like, you know, again, kids and reading just at its core, trying to foster like a culture of literacy, really like freedom of access. It's something in this country that we have and that not everyone does around the world. So that is something that like has always meant a lot to me. I've been a librarian for about 25 years now. And
were you like three when you started?
I was three. I know. I'm glad you said that. Thank you. Yes. I've been with Cattle for about 15 years. I did work for the state for several years before that. When I had my second child, had some health things, I just decided to stay home, and I just kind of transitioned to just working part-time and subbing. And over the years, I've gone from part-time sub to reference librarian to a branch head in Holt to now being the position that I have. So,
well, awesome. It's always great to have you here, and I'm sure we'll talk to you more in a little bit here on In Contact Lansing, a public service of Town Square Media. I want to bring in Pat Taylor. Pat, and you know what, Pat, you just have to get used to the fact that I pretty much pick on everybody that comes through, and I throw myself out there as well, because it's a lot of fun to have you guys in here and talk. So go ahead and grab that mic up nice and close so we can talk about you know what the library needs to continue. I know you've got something coming up in Williamston that I want to talk about first.
Yep, we recently moved the Williamston Library from its previous location, which was much smaller and very segmented, to a new location that is part of the Williamston Middle School. So we went from about 2,500 square feet to about 5,600 square feet.
Wow.
And we actually reopened the library on June 25th, and we had a ribbon cutting ceremony here recently on July 10th.
Now, that's pretty impressive. I mean, to double the size of the library in that community. I know Williamston has grown since I lived there a number of years ago, 20 some years ago, grown as far as slowly, but surely. You know, they haven't like exploded like some communities have. They still have that small town feel, but there are new construction, new building out there, a lot of new families coming out to that area, and that seems to be a much needed piece of a much needed addition to what they have out there as well.
Oh, absolutely. It was actually a long time coming for us. We've been very interested in finding a new space out there for quite a while. And this really happened as a result of a really nice partnership and collaboration with the Williamston School District, the City of Williamston, and ourselves. So it really took all three parties working very closely together to make this happen. And it's been really great. The library is very heavily used already out there, and I think the patrons are really enjoying it.
Good. Yeah, it's a great community, and I can say that from firsthand experience. When I lived out there a number of years ago, and you know, and I still go out there. I have friends that own businesses there, and it's a really nice place. And to see that grow, I mean, a much needed part of that town grow as they, you know, grow in numbers out there. That's it's good to see. Now the tough part. You're the finance guy.
I am.
You're the finance guy for the Capillary District Library. And again, all the details and information you would like is at cadl.org. We are coming up on the August primaries, and this means millage time for elections throughout, not elections, but it means millage time for the Capillary District Library. And I'll be, let me be the bad guy for a minute. Okay. I don't have kids. I do. I don't go to the library, you know, why do I want to say yes to a millage? You know, why me, why do I even want to say yes to this? Now, I'm not really that bad guy. I have a daughter, she's 19, but I know how important it is for the Capillary District Library to be accessible at low or no cost to people, but it's the money's got to come from somewhere.
Oh, it definitely has to come from somewhere. And almost 90% of it comes through this millage. So that's why it's so important for us. Just in terms of, for example, you know, you mentioned that you may not use the library, but a lot of people, even though they may not be users, still find a lot of value as a community service through the library and are very supportive from that standpoint. So even though somebody may not use the library, I'm sure there are people in their lives, you know, children, grandchildren, their neighbors that that are using the library and finding a lot of value in it.
Yeah, it's, and you know, this is one of those things too. It's a nonpartisan issue. It's just a need for the community in general. And let's break it down. Let's do the numbers, because I'm my wife. That's the numbers person in the family. Right. But what will the millage bring? Should it get passed? And what does that mean for cost per household, I guess?
Gotcha, yes. So in the ballot language itself, it details the estimated amount that the millage would bring. The rate is 1.56 mils, right? So that's the same rate that we've asked the taxpayers for since 2006. So we're very proud of the fact that even through the recession and a lot of other things that have happened along the way, that we've not had to ask the taxpayers for an increase in our millage rate. We found a way to keep our, you know, costs under control and live within our means, which, you know, everybody I'm sure can relate to that. So this is just a straight up renewal. It's not an increase for anybody. The amount of money that it would generate is just a little over $10 million. And like I mentioned, it's about 90% of our funding.
So it's important. And again, it's not an increase. You are not going to see an increase in your tax bill from this millage. Should you decide to go to the polls and say, yes, I want this for the Capillary District Library. And I guess I want to make clear, too, that we are not, this show is not a political lobbying thing. That's why this is a nonpartisan issue. This is either, you know, yes, you want to help the libraries and just continue to keep what you have going on, how much you've been spending on that annual tax, or not. It's just a yes or no question, essentially.
It really is, Durand. You know, one other point I'd like to make is that, you know, the library, in addition to providing, you know, a great source of entertainment and information to folks, in my opinion, it's a really great value for taxpayers. You know, the average taxpayer in our service area is paying about $85 a year, All right. So I think, you know, if you break that down on a monthly basis,
it's like about, a week of coffee.
Yeah. It's like seven bucks, you know, $7 a month to cover that cost. And, you know, just by taking out one item a week, for example, if you look at kind of project what the cost of that would be over the course of a year, really an enormous amount of money that can be saved by using the library from that standpoint. We have a value calculator that's on our website at www.cattle.org in the admin and funding section of the website. Really encourage people to go out there, take a look at that, kind of plug in, you know, sure. For those of you that are library users, plug in, you know, what you're using. It also asks for, you know, the value of your home, so you can kind of calculate what's your return on investment. But for somebody that's using the library just as little as one time a week or taking one out a week, really, you know, I think most people find they're getting, you know, 9-10 times their money back in terms of what they're contributing to support the library.
And I don't think, too, when you break it down to numbers like that, we don't think of it that way. We just see, you know, we see millage. I think we're conditioned to certain words that trigger our you know, our no, our freak out mode that we have. Oh, I don't. There's got to be a better way to put that. You know, but you know, with finances, what they are, and with who you are, depending on who you are, it could be something difficult. But as a community, as a whole, I see the benefits of this by talking to you guys, and that's why we get to have you on the show and share that information on a weekly basis. Because I think without this show and having you here and being able to give it to the community that just happened to be listening at whatever awkward time in the morning on Saturday or Sunday that you are. These are the people that are living this every day. I'm just the guy talking, and they have the best information ever because, again, this is their job. And this is essentially a yes or no thing. I think the millage is a good thing. That's a personal opinion. And, you know, and again, I'm not lobbying. I'm just putting the facts out there for everybody. So... But it's very important, again, like I said, CADL.org. What else is going on in the world of finance? Because, you know, you're like the guy in the corner, the dark room, you know, with a lamp and a calculator. I'm still checking out books, Pat.
Yeah, well, you know, there's lots that's going on in the world of finance, especially for libraries. I mean, we're continually, you know, evolving just like the library is, continually looking for... better, faster, more efficient ways to get things done. So we, you know, we're working on a lot of initiatives for that. And of course, it's always, you know, a struggle to, you know, to maintain our costs. One of our goals, like I mentioned earlier, is to keep our cost structure in line with what our revenues are. So we, you know, we spend a lot of our focus on that.
Absolutely. You know, and I look back too at the projects, the things that the library has done, like the 9/11 quilt was something that came through, and you guys had that on display, and I know that was not cheap. And to keep things free, to keep things low cost for people in the community, I don't think $7 a month should be an issue for on average for a lot of people. Again, just me.
Yeah, $7 is you know, is not a ton of money, but we also recognize that you know, $7 is $7.
Agreed. And again, you guys are doing a great job, Pat. It's great having you on here and getting the finance information here. Yep. Now, was it that bad? I mean, I'm going to ask.
No, not at all. Very easy.
But it's good to have you here because we've had so many really cool people on to talk over the course of the past couple of years that I've been doing this, and we've been seeing and hearing all aspects of the Capital Area District Library, and this millage is one of them that we talked about earlier in the year when we started our initial conversation about Libraries Rock. And, you know, we are now fully into that. We are coming up into the school year, and I mean, there's a lot going on, and you're constantly busy.
Very busy, extremely busy. We so in addition to finance, I've also got responsibility for our facilities. So we're constantly looking at ways to collaborate with our municipalities and continue to make improvement to those as well.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining us here. I'm gonna drag Jolie back in here, kicking and screaming, to as we wind down the last few minutes. Pat, thank you so much. I sincerely appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jolie, you're okay. Let's be honest. Summer's half over. What do you got coming up in the next month and a half?
What do we have? Well, we'll be at the county fair in about a week or so.
At which one?
The Ingham County Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there with the mobile library. So it's a great thing. We pass out books and show our button maker, which is just a fun craft, but also something that can be checked out through our library of things.
What?
Another thing. Yeah.
A button maker?
You know, I forgot to mention, and I should, being at a radio station, libraries rock. Our library of things, I know we've talked about that before,
sure.
But this year we have added a whole bunch of music things. We have guitars you can check out, electric guitars, ukuleles, amps, keyboards, all of these things that can be checked out now through an adult card. So that's pretty cool. A metal detector. Pat just mentioned that, and that's something that I just happened to look this up, talking about... I didn't look it up. Somebody was telling me this, that they looked it up at work. If you were to rent a metal detector for a week, it's $85. So just about the cost for the average taxpayer. We have that you can check out. If you were to buy it, you know, it's several hundred dollars.
Right.
So that's something that people may not think. A library metal detector, you can check that out. But we have that and have stayed with times and tried to increase our value for our customers.
Well, it's a darn good thing this won't air for a couple of days, because I might be checking out a metal detector. Did
yes.
you just see my nerd alert go off?
Right. Yeah, there is a little bit of a hold cue on that. They're so popular. I know.
Don't you know who I am?
You know, right. I know. You may have to call me and we'll see what we can do. To make
I'm
sure
just
you get
kidding.
One.
I'm
yes.
so kidding. That's so not me.
No.
But that's cool. But and real quickly, too, we got about a minute left in this show. Let's just say I've got a like new electric guitar that I'm probably never going to do anything with.
Right.
Can I give that to you?
Yes. We try a little bit to be a little bit consistent in the things that we collect. Like, we try to get like the same brand of metal detectors and
sure.
stuff, so that we can replace parts easily. But it's definitely something that we could talk to about and look into. We have done that before. People have donated like new things for the library of things, and we greatly appreciate that.
You know, I'd
really
have to go
nice.
To Marshall and get it restrung, but
yeah.
it's like brand new.
Right.
And what's really cool, it's a 3/4 size.
Oh.
So younger
cool.
kids
yes.
could, you know,
right.
still learn the same notes and everything
right.
else. And, you know, when they're famous,
right.
remember me
They'll
somehow.
Remember you. Mm-hmm. They'll remember you and the library.
And the library, absolutely. But you know what? But again, that is what's so cool about having you guys here. I would have never known about a metal detector that I could check out at the library.
Right.
There are so many great things. Jolie Hamlin, Pat Taylor is joining us here from the Capillary District Library. Both you guys, I'm forever grateful. Every time, it's a learning experience for me and everybody here. And, you know, it's one of those things. My favorite saying is, everybody you meet knows something you don't. And that's what's
good.
Fun about having you guys here. So I really appreciate it, as always. CADL.org. Pat, come in here and let me say thank you again. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jolie Hamlin as well. You guys, good luck on the millage. And please think about it when you go to the polls this year. So this has been In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez, and this is a public service of Town Square Media.